Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady? Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby?
Yeah.
She said she's coming out. We don't know.
She's coming out.
But
what I'm saying is, you talking about they got this shit that they listen to. They ain't inferior. That's how you can distinguish that they're listeners. They just want to hear. They're the ones that want to be entertained. And I'm just sad to me. But, you know me, I don't fly anyway. Trey Lavish, you know, artdigitaldirect.com. What's the phone number, man?
Well, you can hit me on the 800 number, which is on the website, or you can email me, which is on the website, which is artdigitaldirect.com also. On the website, you can see a demonstration of exactly what you would get from me as far as what I do. But,
Trey, just relax. It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's not the best thing either. But when you a motherfucker, when you a man of all trees, you take lemons and do what?
Turn them into lemonade and add a shot of motherfucker with a tequila.
Jose Cuervo, go. Hey, once I add that, she's on the track. Fellas, I hardly ever promote one show on another show, but you gotta fucking listen to this past Thursday show because I broke a conversation down. It's going to be the next tool for now. My son Dirty tools are a little different in the Afrobud Ride-Along series. Is a little different from both Down and Dirty and Afrobud regular tunes. So there's four sets of tunes. I'm telling you. And they are all it's escalating. It's fucking escalating.
I'm telling you, man, because I can, when I get to break down those tools, when we put them together, man, it's almost like doing some forensic sciences work, you know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, in awe, like, what did he just do right there?
Hey, let's see what 919 want, man. What's up with 919?
Hey, y'all don't sound right. It sounds like y'all talking from a distance.
Oh, shit.
How's that
sound better?
Still sound the same.
Nigga, that's because we too close together.
Sound like y'all talking from a distance.
Okay, this is the sound.
So Chris, you missed our game?
No, he ain't missing.
It's starting to sound better.
Yeah, just get a little away from it, man. Did you call me and say some shit to me and I had to ask if it was you? Chris.
I told you I can't hear y'all that good. It sound like y'all talking from a distance.
Oh, shit, man. I don't want no fucked up stuff. So I know what you're going to have to do, man. I'm going to have to just do it. Or you can do it from my computer. Turn yours off, man. And you can just do it from mine. It did, man, but I don't fucking want to see because none of that shit, you don't... No, it's not that. It was the echo and shit. I don't hear none of that shit now.
You don't? Okay. Go ahead,
Keith.
You know what? I need to put it on mute when you're talking. And then when I talk,
you say something. Well, let's see. Do it again, man. You know, because we got to get it right. I don't want the whole show to be fucked up. Because I ain't, fellas, I've just been talking shit. And if it sound like I was far off, okay. But that's because I ain't really got into the show yet. And I'm glad. Hey, Chris, that was cool you called, man. That was
right.
Good.
All right, I'm on mute. Let's see how that
works. You on mute right now, man?
Yep.
Okay. So I got you on
you
there.
Sound better.
Hey, okay, yeah, now we right. Now, okay. Chris,
yeah.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Hey, all you
all
motherfuckers
right.
out there, all this shit I was talking is not for naught. It's just a motherfucker. I'm telling you, I got conversation tools. I have conversation tools. Understand this. I got them this past Thursday, one live on the radio five, 6 weeks ago. Well, the one this past Thursday was on Down and Dirty. 6 weeks ago was on this show. Lana, I forget what his name is. Whatever. I did that. What I'm saying to you is I don't just tell you to get this shit. I use the shit that I fucking tell you to use. And what was so beautiful about this last conversation, this last lady's conversation with PhDs, I'm talking about 6 degrees, 12 licenses, you know, real bad motherfucker. And she just liked how I didn't give a fuck about you having no goddamn degree. I bet you I know what you need more than you need that goddamn education you chased, because you did chase the education and you got that motherfucker and you still ain't satisfied because you didn't find yourself a real man. And she said, yes, yes, Southern motherfucker, yes, yes, you sure know. And all I'm saying is when you get this game that I spit, that I use myself, that if you got the nerve to challenge yourself and go to the goddamn show, Down and Dirty Show Thursday, and listen to it, and you'll have to admit that I'm really about to say, hey, Chris, that's you. Let me get your ass off here because you know Chris. You know, yeah, there you go. I'm sorry, man. I forgot to get you off. But I'm just saying, this shit is real. So I'm going to get into the show today. Oh, yeah, happy Father's Day to all y'all out there. My daughter hooked me up breakfast in bed, and she wanted to take me to dinner. But I told her, you know, these lost souls that's going to be wanting to hear my show need me. I didn't tell her that. That's a big exaggeration. See, I don't need that kind of shit because I get continuous rewards all the time for being the way I am, which for me, having a first degree red belt in mental gymnastics with a concentration of catching bitches allows me to catch hell with it. I just don't do it. I'm the kind of dude that has to go out and try to not see women. Because if I speak to them, well, I take that back. I speak to a lot of them and don't let it happen because I probably sounded like Wally Nerd, and they don't want to talk to me. Because if I sound like Bud, and I say, hey, how you doing, girl? Whatever I say, however I say it, if it's on the Bud tip, bitch gonna respond. And I'm gonna be fucked, because now I gotta talk to her. And if I talk to her, the bitch gonna listen. Because I had this arsenal that I keep telling you motherfuckers to use. Develop you one, because the arsenal tells you if you should keep talking to this bitch or not. And my arsenal always tells me to keep talking. Not always, but most times tells me to keep talking because the bitch is listening to me because I'm a good storyteller. I tell a bitch shit that she can see so clearly that I may as well have shown her a fucking photograph. She can see it that clear. Why? Because I speak in plain English. I'm not saying nothing slick. I ain't gonna say no slick words. You know why? Because I don't want that bitch to misinterpret what I said, because she thinks this slick ass word mean this and it really mean that. So I say, Come see the cat. Let me tell you something, brother. When you put it together right, that motherfucking bitch think you spit some kind of language. Some kind of catch a bitch language. Which is what I be speaking. And it's called the motherfucking plain old truth. That's why I got so much shit to say to a bitch. Because I don't make nothing up. Well, sometimes I exaggerate. Because when I tell her, I tell her this. You just really like me. I tell them that. And then they say, well, why do you say that? I say, in reality, I got about 150 things to choose from. But in reality, I only got one thing to choose from, which is what I always show. That man shit that I be showing. I be showing some real man shit when I'm talking to a woman. And this is the key to catching her. If you got to show this bitch what she looking for. She done already heard several motherfuckers talk shit that wasn't, you know, about the shit they was talking. So you just gotta understand. You gotta follow the prescription of truth. Now, you guys know this show is brought to you by AskRosebud.com, DownToDirty101.com, and, you know, ArtDistrictDirect.com. All of us are here. We're here for your motherfucking ass. To me, more than anything, what I like to do is give some encouragement, even if I talk shit. You know, I have the how-to on catching women in various, did you hear me? Various. You know what that means? That means there is not, I got the plan. I got the plans, plural, many, many ways, real life situations, all the way down to the words that you're going to use, well, not you, but I use in that particular situation, and what to expect from using them words, because this is how you develop your arsenal. You got to, when you say, hey, baby, how you doing? We know that's just a greeting. It's not too much to expect. You're a fucking idiot if you think that. When I say that shit, I expect a certain response. Not A, but maybe 5 or 6 different responses. She gonna do one of them. And if she do, I already know what to say to that bitch. Because I already thought all this shit. Whatever it is, I didn't thought of it. And then when she say it, it's gonna let me know where she at. Which is going to let me know what the true opening line should be. And I bust that on her. Now, she ain't got to be starting. She could be in a bad motherfucking mood. Say, ah, fuck you, nigga. Yeah. I said, shh. Well, then, your arsenal. But not you guys' arsenal. But see, your arsenal should let you know she responded. Now, the way she said it might make me mad, but I doubt because she said it would make me mad. Because I know an angry bitch is a real easy bitch to catch. I'm not scared of it because she's angry. All I'm going to do is take that anger out of her when I make her laugh. Make that bitch laugh. But I'm the kind of motherfucker, I don't think I'm going to waste my time like that. But all the bitches just happy. Out there, why would I want to fuck with an angry bitch? That's what my arsenal would tell me. Get the fuck away from this angry bitch. Ain't been fucked right. You fuck that bitch right, man, she gonna fuck around and have your door all fucked up by her knocking on it all the time. You know what? Let me close this door, man. Oh, shit. I didn't pull my goddamn shit out, man. Yeah, close it. Thanks, man. Hey, I'm sorry, man. I'm talking all this shit, and my daughter already told me, Dad, do you have to make me listen to that? I told her, well, the 23rd, you really ain't got to hear because you'd be in your own joint. And today, the 18th, I got 4 days in a wake-up. I have my house, man. My daughter all up in the front. That's her room now, man. Even though I got 3 rooms, they all occupied. So she got to take the living room. That's all right, man.
She got the man cave part of the house, huh?
Hey, that's what she got. I ain't got no fucking cave, man. I didn't know how much I got used to that damn man cave up there. Hey, you guys, but this shit that I'm talking is one thing about it. I have fun doing it. This is a job, but it's not perceived as a job by me. Even though I know it is. It just don't feel like one because of the things I get to talk about. You know. But what really makes this cool is that I have motherfuckers that can press one and ask me some questions. Now, let me get this straight. When, besides Chris, which I'm glad he did, you know, have us straighten us out every time. Remember, we got to be on mute, Trey. And besides that call, let me get another call. I want to answer some of your shit because I got a lot of shit to play. God damn it. It's Father's Day. I feel like kidding. No. All right, check this out. The things in my tools, what they are, you got to see. This is another thing about me that you guys probably don't like. But I can tell you a whole bunch of shit without telling you shit. So, then I tell you all about my fucking tools. But when you buy the tools, it'd be like 3,000 things I didn't say. That's because I'm not lying to you. But, see, here's the, let's just use carpentry. You want to be a carpenter. So, of course, somebody got to hire you. You're an apprentice. You ain't got shit. But you finna do what you want to do. So, what should you do first? You should start. You gotta start getting a tool belt. First, you gotta get a tool belt. Why? Because you need certain tools all the time. You gotta have a good hand.
I was gonna say, you gotta bring the right tool, too, man. I like to bring a hammer. Oh, I like to do it.
Hey, man, if you was on the train I was on, right then, you would have went up to the engine in the front, and you would have jumped off in front of the train and got ran over.
I gotta hear this.
I'm just saying, man. You know, you'd have been ahead of the train.
I would have been the man still and held that motherfucker back like Superman.
Okay. Hey, fellas, this is why you need to listen to me. And I see I got work to do with Trey, too, on this. But what I'm saying is we're not in a fantasy world. We never relate shit to fantasy. Because when you do, it only represents how you think. So, what I'm saying, Brother Trey, is like, back to my analogy with the carpenter. You got to get a tool belt. That's to show whoever is over you, you want to show them that you're ready to go to work. Shit. Now, you just can't come with a belt. So I will agree that you do need a hammer and a square and various things. But as far as what the fuck I'm saying is, see, right now you're an apprentice. And in order to be a journeyman, you have to learn how to master those tools. What does a journeyman carpenter do with a hammer and a nail that an apprentice will never be able to do until they've been an apprentice for a while? Trey, you know Mark.
You gotta learn how to drive that nail straight.
That's something, but that's not what it is. Do you know Trey?
Well, I thought it was driving the nail in and one hit.
That's what they gotta learn how to do it. Hey, but what's the use of having the tool if you can't maximize it with using it properly? So, what I'm saying is, I know how to do that shit. I know how to hold a 2x4 up that don't have a table, draw a straight line, and cut it without laying it on. I know how to do that. You have to, it's not so hard, but if you ain't no fucking journeyman, you ain't gonna know how to do it. My point is, all of these fucking tools that I have can be mastered and put into your tool belt. That tool belt, which is the knowledge that you get from fucking with me. You take these tools, you put them in your tool belt, and now you're prepared to go to work and catch that bitch. Because think of this. Hey, this is something else you got. You guys just think about fortune trouble. Think of this. How many ways can you think of to come at a bitch? One or two. Maybe not even one. But go to AskRosebud.com. You're going to see 30. 30 motherfucking ways. And guess what? Those are 30 ways that my Ask Rosebud motherfuckers fuck with. Go to Down and Dirty. You're going to see 36 more ways. Why can you see that 66 right there? You know I done already made some new doggone tools, so that's whatever amount more. I'm not really trying to care. What I'm saying is, this is authentic shit. This shit is authentic. All of them motherfuckers, all the tools got the versions for the slick motherfuckers and the going to work motherfuckers. And so don't get me wrong. I am as square as any one of you squares are. So I'm surely not trying to degrade you, you know, when I say that shit. It's just a way, you know, a term I grew up using. So you can ask, you know what, you guys can ask me any question. Any question you have. But you can't question it. So you just got to understand the tools. They're on sale right now, 2-for-1. And they're packed with the do's and don'ts. Okay.
And Rosebud, I'm going to do this. Anybody that purchases the brand new Ride Along Series tool that's listening right now, call in. I will make your catch card and have it due and have it to you by tomorrow. Have your catch card 9 months.
Cut me
however you want. First
catch, cut it. Now, see, check this out. You guys probably don't know what a motherfucking catch card is. Man, when I go out, I got my Ask Rosebud cards from my blog shit. I got my John Dixon cards. For my education shit. And I also have my Catch a Bitch cards. And the Catch a Bitch cards got your name, a phone number, a motherfucking hobby, and some kind of goddamn logo. and that's it. Because don't make the mistake of getting just any bitch your business card, because they can call at the wrong time, fucking your business up. So I keep bitches in their place. And until you deserve to know more about me, you ain't getting to know more about me. You're going to get to know enough that I know that's going to catch you, which is I just talk shit. Till I bring you home and I bust your pussy out or whatever. Or I might make you go do something for me. Because, see, I don't just get pussy. I have a bitch doing something for me. You know, I write, so I might have motherfucking buy my graphics. Or whatever. I have them doing shit. So, I just got twos in all kinds of situations. The thing that you really want to know from me are all on either one of these doggone shows. Ask Rosebud or Down and Dirty 101. Call me in. 657-383-0809. Make sure you have something to say when you fuck with this. That's number one. See, I'm a brother. I just believe in being self-reliant. I don't want to have to rely on anybody. I mean, you know, people come to my house and say, man, where did you get this table at? Man, I built it. I built that motherfucker. I built all kind of shit. Why? Because I'm not going to, you know, rely on the fact that I need to have some money to buy a real pool table. If I ain't got none, I can't buy one, but that don't mean I can't build a pool table with the money I got and motherfucking have fun like a motherfucker playing pool. I'm just saying, if you're a self-reliant man, it's gonna transpose that self-reliance in all sorts of areas of your life. And I love the fact that I can rely on myself to do whatever the fuck I want to be with him. I mean, that's beautiful to me. You know, because something about me was like an anti-establishment motherfucker. You know, I went to school. I'll never forget this. President Kennedy had the Big Brother program. And I think we was making $1.35 an hour. And I was the big brother. It was for summer. And I was the big brother. And I always had these little kids and I'd take them to do whatever during the day. And, you know, when my check came, you know, I was good at math. I had calculated how much I should get. And this goddamn lady gave me a check that didn't have what I thought I should get. And I told her, this is wrong. Something's wrong with this. And she said, okay, let me check it. And she checked it and checked it. No, this is right. And I said, no, hell no. You know, whatever, $1.30 times whatever amount of hours, that's good money. And she said, oh, John, you're forgetting about Uncle Sam. I said, I ain't got no uncle named Sam. She said, taxes. You have to pay taxes. Let me tell you something. I must have been 13 or probably even younger than that. And I asked that lady, you mean if I work and I get paid, somebody could take my money before? I know I got to pay taxes, but I at least want to pay them. I don't want a motherfucker to take them. They just take it out your money before you get it. Hey, let me tell you something. I never had a job. I wasn't going to work to let a motherfucker take my money. Hey, they created a hustling mentality in me. That created it. My daddy didn't play. My mama didn't play. They both work. Niggas going to work or you getting out. I had to be slick. See, the thing is, in order to be the way I am, you got to know what self-reliance is. It basically is just like it sounds, meet nobody but yourself. But let me tell you something. Women are not self-reliant. But they do possess the quality or ability to be self-reliant if they chose to be. I mean, there's a lot of women who really are self-reliant, so don't get me wrong. But it was not a natural thing for this woman, whoever she is, to be self-reliant. Because women, through history, for whatever reasons, good or bad, just weren't. They weren't necessarily the breadwinners. They were the nurturers. Back in caveman days, the bitch didn't grab a club and hit a nigga in the head and drag him to the cave. It's the other way around. So I'm not saying what's right or wrong in that regard. I'm just saying why women are not self-reliant. See, it's not necessarily a natural thing for a man to be self-reliant, but it's more of a necessity for a man to be this way. This is why men develop their self-reliance as children. And they try to let it be foremost in their ways as they're growing up. They try, naturally. I see you, 305, I'm coming to you. What's happening?
What's going on, bud?
What's happening
hey,
with
man,
you, brother?
I'm chilling, man, on this good Sunday. I've been listening to your kick game. I done got the course. I've been soaking up. Well, I got the first four. I've been soaking up game and listening to your blog talks and stuff like that. And I wanted you to emphasize something. I remember hearing you talking about getting in a bitch head before you touch the pussy. And I kind of wanted to get your definition or a clear definition on what does it mean to get in a bitch head. Is it getting her to think how you think?
None of that. When you get in a bitch head, first and foremost, you have to establish yourself with the bro. And I don't want to establish myself as a friend or some motherfucker you could just talk to. I'm establishing myself in Joe Street as a motherfucker that's at you. So I ain't necessarily trying to hit shit. So you establish
that.
First and foremost, you establish that. Now, right there, when she accepts that, she's opened the door for you to get in the head. But see, most dudes, they just look for a rebuttal. And if she don't rebut, then, oh, shit, I'm in. No, man, she just lets you in the motherfucking door. You ain't in her head. So now that the door is open, you got to start showing her shit about you. Otherwise, she hear dudes talk all the time. But, matter of fact, man, fuck all this, I'm good. Listen to that show that I did Thursday on Down and Dirty. What was so significant about that was how this woman, because I asked her, what about me? What did you like about me? And she started describing shit. And let me tell you something, brother, you would think I met her somewhere, interviewed her, seen that she could do this, and paid her to say that shit. Because this motherfucker was talking about how I, didn't listen to her degrees as a deterrent, how I totally cut through the bullshit and just was real with her. And she kept relating that shit the real man. And she was talking about how that's what she needed in her life. And I kept telling, because she was talking about, I need, I said, girl, you don't even know what you need. And she was talking about, what? I said, I know what you need. And I would explain, whatever I'm saying. But my point is the question you're asking can be clarified much clearer by the information that this woman Thursday gave. Check that out, man. All right, Thursday, same show, same station, just a different show. Okay, all somebody right, else. All right, man, for sure. Everything good, right?
Yeah.
Hey. So, what I want to get into is sort of why, but I try my best to not ever need anybody. You know, but of course, if I'm going places in my life, I undoubtedly will want someone who's knowledgeable. I'm going to want that motherfucker's help at one point along the way. Well, so be it. I'm not so arrogant that, you know, when I have shortcomings, that I ignore them. I don't need to feel that I'm the shit. And neither should you. In my life, I have needed very few people. And don't get me wrong. There are many things in life you can't accomplish alone. And those of you motherfuckers who bought my course, you know what I'm talking about. Just remember the word need. The word need means you cannot do without it. In any instance, you can cite that I'm in. Any instance you can cite that I'm in or have been involved in. I received help. I can say if I didn't get that help at that moment, I still would have gotten where I was trying to go. I'm a self-reliant man. If I want to play pool, I will build me a pool table, regardless of the fact that I can buy one. I will build it. I don't need to depend on Brunswick to provide me with the table to play on. Although, I will readily admit, I cannot even try to compare what I would build with the quality of a Brunswick table. I just like the fact that I can do shit. I think of shit. But I want to do it. But I'll bet one thing, if it's about shooting pool and being able to shoot to the pocket, my table's fucking dope. But it is nowhere near the quality of being on the level of, you know, a professionally built table. I know that. So why build it? Because I wanted to play pool whenever I fucking wanted to. I didn't want to spend no $7,000 or $8,000 for no motherfucking pool table. Now, how can I be this way? Because I go to sleep with what I want on my mind. And I wake up with it on my fucking mind. Otherwise, I stay focused. Every motion in between, I'm going after what I want. I'm very selfish in that way. And I don't care what you think about the words. Whoever has helped me in my life, I owe it to the fact that I was prepared to meet them. Are you prepared to receive the help you're looking for? Because what I'm saying, I was prepared to meet the motherfuckers that could help me. I didn't even know who they were. So how did I know how to prepare for them? You self-prepare by being true to yourself, not lying to yourself, not pretending to be this motherfucker or that motherfucker, just simply stripping down to who you are and talking about it. Because I swear, that's how I catch. Every person I have met who has helped me, I did not ask for help, per se. But my coming or being around them was sufficient enough for the both of us to see
what would be useful to me from them. Because I don't fuck with little people. I fuck with giants. And they can see like I see. So if I'm there fucking with them, something's jumping off, and they know I ain't no ass. So that in order to be sharp, like they are perceived to be by me, they have to basically see without me telling them, and then start kicking shit. And we, there we go. We own it. I remember when I turned out. I wanted real games. So I went to Marvin Harris. I went to a club where I knew we hung out, and I approached him. He fucking roasted me for asking him for game. He told me, man, don't know motherfucker, ain't nobody gonna tell you how to pimp, man. You know, do you have a hoe? I said, yeah, she's the girl. Well, man, send that bitch to the track, man, and will she come back asking you about your answers? It's gonna tell you hella shit about the game. And that shit didn't make no goddamn sense to me. How the fuck I'm a sinner out there and she gonna come back with questions that I don't even know the fucking answers to? And then I answer them, and that shit's supposed to teach me. I was kind of mad. But what it did was make me go on out there. And I be damned. When that bitch came in and started asking questions, since I think I'm a motherfucker, even then, before I would think to ask somebody, I would answer the bitch's question. And sure enough, the shit I answered had some game in it. Oh, shit. Hey, quit being scary. That's what Marvin said. He could have said that to me, or he could have went off like he did to let me know how serious it was. Because you can't be scary. You can't be scary to learn new shit in uncharted lands. How the fuck are you going to learn it if you're scary? All you're going to do is know that you should learn it. And that's enough for a lot of dudes on this show, because that's what you know. All of you on this, I don't see why my board isn't lit up with questions. Because all of you know, one of the keys to breaking out of that horrible shit hole you're in, the horribly insecure, almost incapacitating fucking shell you in, is to quit being scared to talk. And if we're on a computer, you wherever the fuck you are, and I'm where I'm at, and I don't know you, I just can't see what the fuck you're scared to talk about. Seems like in that situation, you would be wide open to say whatever you think, which is what I'm calling on you to do. Hit me up, 657-383-0809, so we can talk about whatever it is going on with you. See, Marvin roasted me, but I got laced on how to approach a, you know, an elder in the game from by him roasting me. So I didn't ask for the ladder, but by me being ready for what I was about to do, I graciously accepted. But I did require him and his insight. Or did I put myself in position to meet somebody who knew what I didn't know and Marvin Fields would be? Think it how you want to make it. But you have to think of things. You have to be very, you can't just surfacely think. You have to do deep thought. You have to figure out if there's a question, answer it. You know, there's been, you know, other things in my life that, you know, brought about a time where I felt I could use the help or assistance of somebody and didn't know it. When I started writing, I remember I had it in me, and I used what I knew to bring it out of me, and I brought it about in a way that didn't lose me.
in the process, but I wasn't a true writer. And writers got to learn how to write. And then stepped into Dan Campo. 816, what's up with you, babe?
Hello, Rosebud?
Hey, yeah, what's happening?
Hey, this is Chris here out of Kansas City. How are you?
Well, I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. I would like to know, do you have an audiobook for the American Pimp?
I sure do.
You do?
I sure do.
How can I
get
a hold of that? Because go ahead.
CD baby, man, and ask for the American Pimp audiobook. All six chapters. I mean, I think it's six reels, six whatever you call them, MP3s. And got the whole book. And what's so dope about them, about the book, is that you're like, because I'm telling you, man, I'm very vivid with my description of what's going on. You're like a fly on the wall when you're getting to see shit that's really happening, but you get the insight of what a motherfucker is thinking about in that situation. Whereas most times you just see it develop. What you got, man?
Yeah, I'm here. So, is that a website?
No, CD Baby is, they sell different shit. CDBaby.com. It's CDBaby.com/ Rosebud Bitterdose, I think.
Okay.
Or, man, if you want to, well, you better get it from them because it would be cheaper. Yeah, get it from them.
Okay. And, you know, so my situation, I'm just trying to get some game. I've been a bit, you know, naive. You know, I never really had any guidance on, you know, women, the male-female, you know, dynamic.
Trey, you listening? Hey, bro, I'm going to ask you something. I just want to get to know you a little bit. You sound like an older gentleman. You don't sound like you're in your 20s.
39.
Trey.
39.
Did you know that?
No.
I knew it. You know why? Because this brother's speaking in a certain way. I'm not saying anything about you, bro. I'm just saying how I know who I'm talking to without meeting them. I do. And I keep telling people that you're able to know this. Without meeting the who you're talking to, if you pay attention to them talking. So you didn't get no game as far as how to deal with bros. So what you trying to do now?
Trying to get some cunning, some sly, you know how to get in their head. I'll tell you just a little bit. Like in my early 20s, I just got tired of getting the short end of the stick, you know, looking around, all my friends getting laid, having girlfriends. And I said, you know, fuck it. I'm going to go out. And I just started talking. And, you know, girls wouldn't even talk to me. They would just turn away from me. And Stop.
You sound like you have a pretty good job.
Pretty good job. You mean like work?
Yeah. No. Do you have a good job?
It's decent. I mean, you know, I drive semis, you know, local.
Okay. What I'm saying is you got to let your accomplishments be what make you start being confident because you don't sound like you have none of my confidence course. Do you?
No, I don't. I don't. I just came across your work last week. I mean, going back and forth driving, I've listened to a ton of just the Blog Talk Radio and Down and Dirty stuff. You know, I actually shot you an email for those free tools, the Alpha Male deal.
Sent it to you.
The little things. Yeah, you did. Shot it right back. But the which one is that? The ABPs, wasn't in there. I had two of the little things, but the ABP, so I figured, you know, it was maybe like just
probably,
maybe in
probably
a little rush
of,
or hurry.
Some kind of misstep. I'll get them to you. Hit me again after the show and
yeah.
I'll get it to you.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
What's up?
The thing, what you actually, since you just started listening, you're listening
uh-huh.
to a show that talks about men learning how to come out of the societal shell that they've
mm-hmm.
allowed women to put them in.
Yeah.
Women actually
yeah.
have done it innocently. But
mm.
some of the
through
women
the independent.
Behind... No, no. Through them, through them looking for their independence. Yeah, I'm not going to say no
yeah.
to that. I changed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to me, man.
Yep.
What I'm saying is women in the 60s, when there wasn't no women's
yeah.
lib, no women's lib, none of that was going on. When it started,
uh-huh.
you know what it was about? Was it about equal opportunity? What was it about, women's lib? I hate men, whatever, I like. What was it about? Do you know?
No, I don't.
See, this is very fucking important for you to understand what happened to men. When
mm-hmm.
when that movement started, it was simply about equal pay for equal work. That's
uh-huh.
all it was about. Women was getting about 65 cents on the dollar for doing the same thing men was doing. So women got upset and started boycotting that shit. And, you know, a whole bunch of shit had to go on, you know, a few years of shit. But at one point, the women that was actually doing that got what they wanted. Not what they wanted, but they got up to 85, 90 cents. You know, they're making some kind of progress. So those women sort of accepted the progress. But it was a movement that had started. And women was
mm-hmm.
involved in it. And most of all, lesbians was involved in it. Because women, the movement, was not about fuck men. You know, none of that shit. Only
okay.
after the women that started that movement got what they wanted, kind of backed off on it, and those goddamn lesbians took over, then it became women's liberation. Because there's one thing for a fact. The women that started that shit, when they went home, they still was looking for dick.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't saying, I don't want no dick. They were just saying, I want equal pay, and I want some dick. See, but then
mm-hmm.
the lesbians got in there and they got to saying, I don't need no dick. I can build a car myself. I can build a bitch myself. Now, you got to understand.
Rosebud, you're echoing.
Well, shit, man. It's shit. Something happened, but nothing happened on my end. It's not. It's not. I'll turn it off. Everything is plugged in.
Still
okay, but anyway, I'm sorry, guys. But anyway, the women that like dick, they had to accept
the
whole
thing. I mean, chopping up like you used to do back in the day when the internet was messed up.
So, really, they were doing that right
okay.
now. I already did that.
Okay.
Everything. I'm being shot right now as I talk. Oh, fuck. Shit. Let me finish what I was saying. I don't care. Let's just try to roll with it. But anyway,
yeah.
what I'm saying is once, you know, they start realizing, dudes start realizing that women was gaining this blah, blah, blah power.
Of being a man.
Something is on because I'm not here. I just heard him talking through my speaker.
Yeah,
hold on. Yeah, I heard him talking through my speaker. Hold on.
Yeah, it's like echoing.
Just a minute, bro. You there? You got
yeah,
me
I'm here.
Say something, 816.
It's still echoing.
It's actually, you're right. Something is wrong.
me hang up, and I'm gonna just let you finish talking, and I'll call back. Okay.
For a hustler, back to the
Thank you. Am I good?
Thank you.